అనువృతు నద్యః సముద్రా గిరయా సవనస్పతి విరుధా ఫలంత్యోషధయస్తద్వా కామం మంజతుతస్య వై నద్యః సముద్రా గిరయా వనస్పతి విరుధా ఫలంత్యోషధయస్తద్వా కామమన్వృతుతస్య వై నద్యః
రివర్స్
సముద్రాః
ఓషన్స్
గిరయః
హిల్స్ అండ్ మౌంటైన్స్
సవనస్పతి
వెజిటబుల్స్
విరుధ
క్రీపర్స్
వలంతి
యాక్టివ్
ఔషధయ
డ్రగ్స్
సర్వా
ఆల్
కామం
నెసెసిటీస్
అనువృతు
సీజనల్
Tasya,
for the king,
by
certainly.
Translation.
The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs, in every season, pay their tax quota to the king in profusion.
Yesterday, we discussed Sarvagubha Mahi. Sarva-gubhamahi, Sarva-kama-gubhamahi. This land, mahi, can give you everything. Actually it is giving. We cannot manufacture anything. The land is there. Bhumi, apa, anala, vayu. These are the deeps of Krishna. These are the ingredients. In this material world, whatever you see, they are preparation of these five gross ingredients. Nothing more. Bhumi rapa anala vayu tham. Land, water, bhumi rapa anala fire, vayu, air, and come, make this car, Hita. This is the ingredients of all material civilization. Gross and subtle, man, buddhi, ahankar. Mind, intelligence, and egotism. These are the eight gross and subtle elements. Now, by the mixture of these things, we find strong. Now how the bhumi or the land gives us sufficient supply. Therefore, there is arrangement of the river, nadi, nadya, and the stock of water is there in the ocean. It is practical. That's like you give some stock of water according to your measurement. If the stock of water is the ocean, because we require so much water. In India, it is said that you are spending like water. India is a tropical country. They use profusely water. There are many rivers also. They take bath in the river, especially Ganges River, there are five very sacred rivers, the Ganges, Yamuna, Narmada, Godavari, Krishna, big rivers there are. So, tropical country, there is sufficient supply of water. and you use it for cleanliness. Natural antiseptic water. Any septic, you simply wash with water, it will be antiseptic. Natural. In India, in the poorest man who has no sufficient cloth, but he will daily wash the cloth twice. And it is tropical country, there is no difficulty. You wash and within 5 minutes it is dry. The arrangement is so nicely made. Purnamada, Purnamidam. Krishna's arrangement is very nice. Yesterday we discussed about the prati supply of milk that is required. Luxury, actually luxury means meter supply. You can have prati supply of milk, grains, for dressing, you can have profuse supply of silk, cotton, and for eating, profuse supply of grains, fruits, flowers, and for this profuse supply, these are the means. The first thing is Nadya, river. The stock of water is the ocean, and by evaporation, cloud is formed. Just like you pump water to the topmost floor. So Krishna's pumping process is this cloud. Pumping process. Evaporating water throughout the whole summer season. And they are on the head, on the sky. And then the water is distributed all over the land. Pajanya. Kaman babarsa pajanya. Because water is required. Now see how nice animal. And the water, whatever for the timing in the rainy season is distributed and for future supply it is stocked on the head of the hills and mountains. And from the hills and mountains the rivers, they are supposed to be water supply source. Throughout the year we supply water. It is stocked on the head, the same principle. We simply imitate. We also keep a very big tank on the head of the house and through pipe we get water supply. So here nature's pipe, water supply, the big rivers. And the water is being supplied from the store on the head. There are big lakes and it is supplied. The same process. So, Nadya, Samudra and Girayo. Full power. The stock is the Samudra and it just see such huge stock of water is salt. Why it is salt? It will never decompose. It will never decompose. But you cannot take the salty water. Therefore, it is distilled by the sunshine. Distilled. You take the distilled clear water. If you directly collect water from the rain, it is distilled water. Without any contamination. Without any dirty things. Clean, very nice. Those who are, troubled by sea, you'll see the ocean and sea, so clear water, that up to 20 feet you can see clear water. Clear water. The ocean is strong. The ocean water, it is very clear. So everything is nicely arranged. Simply, they will work nicely when you are obedient to God. Just like, if you are a good citizen, the government cooperation is full with you. But if you are outlaw, if you are rascal, if you are criminal, no such life, you go to jail. So, try to understand. This is the argument. So, whose property is at this? The rivers, mountains, oceans, and the forest. Whose property is this? It is Krishna's property. Bhoktaram Jagvatam Sam, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Krishna says, I am the proprietor, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Not only this planet, but Sarvaloka, all the planets, all the universe. He is the proprietor. And we are very maintained. Actually, we are maintained. And the supply method is there. The river is there, the mountain is there. Mountain, it does not stock water only, but from mountain you get so many minerals. Huge quantity of minerals, jewels, gems, and from the samudra or the ocean and the sea you get a large quantity of pearls and what is called? Mukta. Pearls and mukta, yes. And coral. Huge quantity. Simply because this material world, the supply is in you. Just like in our Krishna consciousness, you can get one example. Just like in a certain very place, you are congested. So we are seeing Krishna immediately supplied with this. Bhakti Vedanta man, take it. You cannot construct this house in your own life. It is not possible. So we have to depend fully on Krishna. That is called full surrender. Sarvadharma and Paritas. And serve him. All supplies are there. There is no bother. It will come out of this. It will come automatically. Because after all, the supplier is Krishna. Eko bhunam ca vidadati kama. What is the difference between us and God or Krishna? He is also living entity. Just like you see, Krishna is playing on flute and he enjoying the company of Radharani. So you can do also. You can also create one Radharani and get a clue and imitate Krishna. But that does not mean you are Krishna. If you play Rastaldam simply to imitate Krishna and you think that you have become Krishna, that is Rastaldam. Because there is another business of Krishna. What is that? Ekato bahunam vidhati kamam. Krishna can supply the necessities of life to every one of you. You cannot provide even your wife. That is the divine. Those who are less intelligent, they cannot understand what is the difference. Krishna can lift the Govardhan mountain on his finger. So you cannot do it. So how you can imitate Krishna? The rascals, they say, Krishna enjoys the company of the gopi. So let us create some gopi and enjoy. Then you become Krishna. There are many rascals. Do that. They imitate Rasa. In Karachi, there was a rascal. He declared himself that I am Vishnu. I am Lord Vishnu. So I will play Rasa. So send your wife and daughter. So rascal will send them. Wife and daughter to dance. You see? And there was another rascal. during Bhaktivinoda's time, perhaps you know this story. So he was also imitating this last name. This Mahabadi does say to do that. Imitate Krishna. How you can imitate Krishna? You are not Krishna. But by imitating his last lila, then you become Krishna. No. If you imitate Krishna of his last lila, then you have to imitate to lifting the mountain. You have to feel the mountain-like concept. But you will find the so-called artist, they will paint pictures of Krishna only with gopis, dancing and this. Not other things. How he is killing Kamsa, how he is killing Abhasu, Bhagasu. That they will not say. That side is completely blind. But in our Krishna book, we will find both the pictures. So here, you have to understand that the river, the ocean, the mountains, and the trees, and the creepers, they will all serve you very, regularly, provided you are obedient to Krishna. This is the process. Phalanti Vodhadaya. Nowadays we do not know, as soon as we become sick, we go to the doctor or to the drugstore. But in the forest, all the medicines are there. All the medicines are there. Simply have to know which plant is the medicine for what kind of disease. Phalanto Vodhadaya. Sarva, kamam anuritu, tatsam. And according to seasonal changes, you will get fruits, flowers, and drugs, and everything. But during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, all these things were being supplied by nature. Because Maharaj Yudhishthira was Krishna conscious, and he maintained his kingdom. All the citizens, Krishna conscious. Even the, at the time of Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthira, so he condemned Kali. He was going to kill Kali because he was trying to kill a cow in the kingdom of Maharaj Parikshit. So he surrendered, said, "I am also your subject. This is my business, to act sinfully. So, you give me protection, because you are king, you have to give protection to everyone." So, of course, king has to give. So, King Parikshit Maharaj said that you have to go out, but he said that where is your kingdom? Where is that place where there is no kingdom? There is no supremacy of your majesty. Where shall I go? So he gave him these four places. The illicit sex, and intoxication, and meat eating, and death. Where these four things are going on, he goes there. That is the place of Kali. So the Kali had to face so many difficulties to find out such place. Because there was no place where illicit sex was going on. There is no place where unnecessary animals are killed. There is no place where wines and intoxicants are used. So Kali found it difficult. Where to go? At the present moment we say the Kali Yuga is strong because everywhere you will find it. Whole sinful activity. Everywhere. That has become part and parcel a modern civilization. But after the time of Maharaj Parikshit, these sinful activities, nobody could trace out right things. Therefore, every nature's resources are supplied. Because after all, supply is being made by Krishna through the agency of material nature. Material nature is not independent. Independent. Just therefore, we find in your country there is no mango. Mango is supposed to be the king of all fruits. So in India there is sufficient supply, but in some years there is so much supply, enormous, and some years there is no supply. Similarly, grains also. In some years there is sufficient supply, and some years there is no. There is scarcity, many. There, after all, you have to depend on nature. You cannot produce in your factory these things which are received through this phalanta usadhayo sadbhav. That depends on nature's gift. And the nature is working, not independent. Nature is working by the order of Krishna. That is written in the Bhagavad Gita. The rascals, fools, they think that nature is working automatically. If nature is working automatically, why sometimes there is profuse supply and sometimes no supply? Why? What is the reason? Nature would work automatically in the same way, but why in some year, in some season, the supply is profuse and in some year there is no supply? There must be some control. And the control is Krishna. That is stated in the word. Maya dakshina prakriti suyati sacharacharam. The prakriti, material nature is working under my direction. So, nature is working. Again, I'm troubled. So do not think that nature is working, producing things blindly. No, there is no such thing as blind. There is arrangement. Just like we see the aeroplane is flying in the sky. It is not that the aeroplane is automatically flying. No, there is a pilot. This is intelligence. Similarly, the whole material nature is working. And these are the venues of nature's work. Rivers, ocean, and the mountains, and the vegetables, or the plants, and creepers, and trees, drugs, everything will give you sufficient supply. If you become Krishna conscious, if you act according to Krishna's direction, where you get the direction? Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakti. You get Krishna's direction from saintly persons, from authorized teachers, daily preparation, Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Guru means who knows how to follow previous saintly persons. Who knows what is written there in the book of knowledge? He is Guru. Sadhu Shastra Guru. And Shastra means that the direction of Krishna, that is called Shastra. Therefore Krishna says, Jasastra Vidinastajya Bhattati Kama Karaka Nasiddhinsa Varnati. Therefore you cannot manufacture as creature. That is not possible. Therefore it is said, dharmant sāksāt bhagavattanītam. Sāksāt, scripture means the words and the laws given by God. So what is the law? How can I know? Hey, Bhagavad Gita is there. Why don't you take it? Krishna says, parvanā bhagavad bhakta madhyāri māng namaskuru. This is the law. You simply think of me, manmanā, bhagavad bhakta. Become my devotee. Madhyaji worship me, just like you are doing in the temple. We are worshipping Krishna. We are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, simply remembering Krishna, manvana. And the deity worship, temple worship is done by the bhaktas. So one is engaged in this service, is a devotee. Manvana, bhavama, madhyaji, worship, what is the business? of the temple. Simply to answer. Bring flowers for Krishna. Bring nice foodstuff for Krishna. Cook for Krishna. Offer it to Krishna. Then whatever remnants is there, you eat, get Krishna prasadam. Glorify Krishna. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Tadasivanam. Sravanam Kirtanam. These devotional service only for Krishna. Not that you bring some lascar and make your Krishna. No. Real Krishna, not imitation Krishna. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Tadasivanam, Archanam. This temple was is called what? Archanam. So if you take these principles of devotional service, you gradually understand what is Krishna, and Krishna will provide everything. Yogakshemam Mahamaham. Krishna says, Sriham Satadritta. If you are actually engaged in the service of Krishna, all your necessities will be supplied by Krishna. How it will be supplied? Krishna says, Aham Bahami. I personally carry all the necessities to the house of the devotee. I personally carry. There is a big history how he personally carried. But he hasn't got to go personally. Parasa Shakti Jividaiva Sriyate. His energy, his soap, acute. That Krishna, if he wants to supply you, it does not appear that Krishna has personally come. But you will understand that supply is so, surprisingly supplied that you will understand how Krishna supplies. He will surprise. When you are in need of something, in Vannan it was so happened. When we established the very place, on the 3 days before, the duty which I ordered from India, it did not arrive. 3 days before. And I was so much full of anxiety, what to get, we are issuing invitation card, and there is no duty. Where is the installation? But he will be surprised to know that some Indian gentleman came just only 3 days before. Sir, we have got a duty, you can take. So, Mukunda and myself went immediately, brought the duty, and nobody knew this apparatus. But it was surprising. The Krishna is so kind. If you are actually sincere to the service of Krishna, then he has got agents everywhere. Sarvatah Pani Padasya. He has got hands and legs everywhere. Wherever he orders, the things will come. Simply you have to become sincere. Then everything is there. This is the purpose.
Since Maharaj Yudhisthira was under the protection of the Ajita, the infallible Lord, as above mentioned, the property of the Lord, namely the rivers, oceans, hills, forests, etc., were all pleased, and they used to supply their respective quota of taxation to the king.
Yes. So, Krishna's another name is Ajita. Ajita means one who cannot be conquered. That is, his name is Ajita. Everyone can be conquered. Everyone can be vanquished, but not Krishna. That was another name is Ajita. This Ajita, who is never conquered, he can be conquered by the devotee. That is Krishna's name. Another name of Krishna is Ajita. Ajita means nobody can conquer. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. This is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnane Priyasam Udapasa Namanta Jiva. Jivanti sanumakritāna bhavadīya bātān. Sāne sthitā sutivatān sanumāna manovī. Jī prāsa ajita jitappasi taistilakyaṁ. This was quoted from Srimad Bhagavat by Ramananda Rāj. about the process of approaching Krishna. So he suggested so many things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, but better process is there if you know which is right. So he described Varnasrama Dharma, Sannyas, Jnanamishra Bhakti, Karmamishra Bhakti in this way. Everything Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. Iha Bhadsa Ale Kaha. This is a scanner. This is not very good. If you know something more, better is it. So when at last he says this verse, the Jnanik Prasam Udavastu Udapasa Namanta Iva. If one becomes submissive and do not endeavor to understand Krishna by his so-called limited knowledge, Jnana Prayasam Udapas. Namanta, one has to be concerned. The whole devotional department is submissiveness. Because under the influence of Maya, everyone is falsely proud. Oh, I am so intelligent. I can do everything. This is the disease material. Everyone is falsely proud. So if you want to enter into the spiritual kingdom, as Lord Jesus Christ also said, the kingdom of God is for the meek and the meek and mild. Yes. So that is the qualification. You have to become humble. Therefore the Bhagavad also says the same thing. Jnana Prayas, don't be very much proud of your so-called knowledge that I can understand everything. You should become namra, meek and mild. And then how to be Jnana Prayasam Mudapasa Namantaiva Sarvakuritam Bhavadiya Vatam. You should engage yourself to receive spiritual knowledge. From the authority, reliable source. Spiritual knowledge is understood through the ear. Therefore, Vedas are called Shruti. Sanmukhitam Bhavadiyava. This is recommended that Krishna's katha should be heard from the realized source. Sanmukhitam. San means devotee. Sat. Om Tat Sat. Sanmukhitam Bhavadiyava. Then, Sare Sita, you can remain in your place. It doesn't matter. Whether you are a Brahman or a Sudra or American or Indian, or it doesn't matter. You keep yourself in your position. Simply go there where these things are discussed authoritatively to hear. Suti Gata, Suti Gata, Suti Suti means the ear. It just is the oral reception of the words of your life. So, Sanamakritam bhavadiyavatam sthanesthita kritikam. You can keep yourself. It doesn't require that you have to change your position. Simply you have to hear from the right source. Then what will be the result? The result is by hearing, 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 one day you will be able to conquer over the unconquerable. Krishna. Krishna is unconquerable. Nobody can conquer him. But you will be here. You will be able to conquer him. Simply by hearing about it. Therefore, this hearing process is so important from the right source.
The secret to success is to take refuge under the protection of the Supreme Lord. Without His sanction, nothing can be possible. To make economic development by our own endeavors on the strength of tools and machinery is not all.
Yes. Tools and machinery are already there. But why there is scarcity? Now there is no petrol. Whole world. We have got the drilling machine, tools and machinery, everything. That why you are in scarcity? Because now Krishna is against you. Therefore, in spite of the oil underground, in spite of tools and machine, you'll starve. This is Nityasva. You have created such a situation that in spite of having everything, it's like, it is said by Vaishnava Kavi, Nirekori Vas Namitila Priya. That's why you are on the ocean, and you are thirsty. You are in the ocean, perfume water, but you cannot touch a drop. Nirekori vas namiti vatya. Touching one's water, but you are in the water, in the ocean, now drink it. Similarly, if Krishna does not desire, you may have ample things, everything, there. But still, the key is in the hand of Krishna. Unless he opens it, you cannot do it.
The ultimate, the sanction of the Supreme Lord must be there,
yes.
Otherwise...
Now the sanction is not there. Therefore, there is scarcity. Nature can supply anything, as you have already discussed. But if Krishna says, don't supply, finish. Then,
otherwise, despite all instrumental arrangements, everything will be unsuccessful. The ultimate cause of success is the Daiva, or the Supreme. Kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir.
Daiva, Daiva means God. So you may have everything complete, but if the Daiva sanction is not there, just like one may have father and mother. Generally, it is supposed that a child under the protection of father and mother will be happy. But that is not the case. If Krishna does not sanction, in spite of very rich parents, the child is suffering. Why? Because there is no sanction. Similarly, if one is diseased, you can engage first-class physician, and you can use first-class medicine, still he dies. Why is that? You have got so advanced medicine, advanced physician, why the man dies? Because Krishna wants it. That's it. Similarly, we have created so many counter-effects for all our miserable conditions. That is called struggle for existence. But if there is no sanction from Krishna, these counteractions will not be peaceful. You'll have to stop. You'll have to die. Because all these methods cannot help you. Mayadhasya, therefore Krishna says, Mayadhasya in opajiti, syati, sasarasa. So everything, without Krishna's sanction, they say, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of God. This is the position.
Kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir knew perfectly well that the king is the agent of the Supreme Lord to look after the welfare of the mass of people.
That is king. King means he is representative of God. Therefore, king is addressed as Naradevata, the God among the human beings. Because as agent of God, Krishna, his business is to see that all the citizens, they are happy in their daily necessities of life and they are engaged in Krishna power. This is the duty of God. Not that you go to hell, give me tax. This is not God. Therefore, the kindling fire, how nature was supplying everything and the citizens were very happy, there was no scarcity and how they are executed Krishna consciousness. It is true, as people say, that if one is hungry, needy, how we can execute? Therefore, it is the duty of the government to see that everyone is happy from the material necessities of life and is engaged in Krishna consciousness. But that is not being done. Everyone is trying to become happy without Krishna consciousness. Just as in your country, I heard in it, the Archbishop of Canterbury, there was some meeting. So he said that you want kingdom of God without God. That is your philosophy. The modern so-called politicians, they want to make everything very nicely going on. They have discovered this United Nations so that there may not be any war or any trials or any scarcity. They have a medical department. Who? Which, you know, the who. Who department? Who means World help others. W means what? And H means help. And O means organization of the United States. So there is who organization? But there is no help. The who organization is there worldwide. But there is no help. This is it. Because there is no Krishna. So this Archbishop of Canterbury said rightly that you want kingdom of God without God. That is the deal. Everything we want. Therefore our propaganda is just the opposite. We want anything, we center Krishna. Therefore you will have the right scarcity. Others will come.
Actually, the state belongs to the Supreme Lord. The rivers, the oceans, the forests, the hills, the drugs, etc. are not creations of man. They are all creations of the Supreme Lord. And a living being is allowed to make use of the property of the Lord for the service of the Lord.
Yes. Yes. You must use. Just like we are using this hall. This hall, very nice hall. What purpose? For satisfying Krishna. We are dancing, but chanting. We are eating nicely. We are understanding philosophy. What is the purpose? To satisfy Krishna. Then you can use. The whole world you can use very nicely. Provided you know how to satisfy Krishna. But if you do not know, then this thing will be fire. You cannot, despite having nice house, nice arrangement, you think that you are in the fire.
Today's slogan is that everything is for the people, and therefore the government is for the people and by the people. But to produce a new species of humanity at the present moment on the basis of philosophy and religion, on the basis of justice and peace, on the basis of God consciousness and perfection of human life, the ideology of godly communism, the world has again to follow in the footsteps of kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir or Parikshit. There is enough of everything by the will of the Lord, and we can make proper use of things to live comfortably without any enmity between men or animal and man and nature. Everywhere the control of the Lord is there, and if the Lord is pleased, every part of nature will be pleased. The river will flow profusely to fertilize the land. The oceans will supply sufficient quantity of minerals, pearls, and jewels. The forest will supply sufficient wood, drugs, and vegetables. And the seasonable changes will effectively help produce fruits and flowers in profuse quantity. The artificial way of living, depending on factories and tools, can render so-called happiness only to a limited number at the cost of millions. Since the energy of the mass of people is engaged in factory production, the natural products are being hampered, and for this the mass is unhappy. Without being educated properly, the mass of people are following in the footsteps of the vested interest by exploiting natural reserve, and therefore there is acute competition between individual and individual and nation. There is no control by the trained agent of the Lord. We must look into the defects of modern civilization by comparison here, and should follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Yudhishthir to cleanse men and wipe out anachronisms.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.